with Dermot Kennedy, who just sang some beautiful songs for us. Thank you so much for that.
Of course.
Just the goosebumps that come out with your voice.
Thank you.
It's incredible.
Appreciate it.
And you started your career busking, so obviously that's something that you've brought back. What inspired you to start doing this in the first place? Because I know you've done this in Mexico City as well.
Sure, yeah. I don't know. You just like, you just feel like you're actually connecting with people. Do you know what I mean? I think the more your career grows, the bigger stuff gets. It's kind of like the more... it's so easy for there to be like distance between you and the people that support your music. You know, you can't see people in these big venues. You can't see their faces. Busking just brings it back to basics. And I like that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. You've done a good job of that, of keeping that connection though, even throughout the pandemic when everything got moved to online with your live show that you had.
It's everything.
Like, tens of thousands of people.
Yeah. But you know, like, I think that time is important because if times are super easy and there's people like me making songs about hope and resilience and all this stuff, and then a time comes where people actually need it and I just don't exist, you know what I mean? Like, so I think I had to be present, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, your song Better Days, you were saying you didn't put out as like a COVID song, but people have kind of interpreted that for themselves.
Yeah.
How do you feel about people taking your song in for that way?
Always. I love that. And sometimes, to be honest, I don't talk about the meaning of songs too much because I don't want to step on anyone's toes in terms of what it means to them. So... oftentimes for me, I don't get into it. And I love that people can add their own story to it because it doesn't feel like it just belongs to me, you know? It feels like it belongs to anyone who hears it.
Yeah, it's kind of that mentality that like once you put it out, it's like no longer yours, but it's
Yeah.
Is it true that you've had the same guitar, the guitar that you're playing since you were 11?
Yeah.
That's your like childhood guitar.
Got it from Santa when I was like 10 years old, yeah.
That's wild. Have you like made a point to keep it with you all these years?
Oh, yeah.
Or it just kind of happened that way?
No, it's important, you know? Yeah. It sounds good still, even like... it doesn't matter. We'll play to like 25,000 people. That guitar still carries. And it's crazy because even the neck is like screwed on. There's two little screws in it. Like it's like a kid's guitar, but I adore it. Yeah.
Right. I was going to say, has it not broken?
No, touch wood. Nothing has happened.
Yeah. Seriously.
No. Yeah. Because I'm terrified every time I check it
in.
Yeah.
On the guitar. So,
always.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So you were on tour with Shawn Mendes.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Shawn ended the tour, took a break, and then announced that he wasn't going to continue because of mental health reasons. Mm-hmm. Did he have any conversations with you about that? Have you talked to him?
No, not particularly. Like, we spoke, but it was pretty inane stuff. It was pretty kind of just casual chat. And yeah, it's just important to see artists do what they need, right? Instead of just feeling so tied in and so kind of almost oppressed by schedules, you know what I mean? Like, you got to do what's right for you. So yeah, respect to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like so many people would just work until they get burnt out. So it's good that he's...
totally. I've done it. And not even to my sort of level of career is nothing compared to his. And I've burnt out. You know what I mean? Like, I've had to take time off previously because of my voice and stuff. It's like... And also, it's interesting, right? Like, people don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I think oftentimes people think if you're not on a tour that you've publicized, they think you're just sitting at home on the couch. Like, it's never that. Like, I haven't been home in a long time, you know what I mean? So these schedules are crazy. Like, people, and like, I don't know, for me, like, I literally, every single day you're doing something somewhere far away from home, you know what I mean? It does, it's tiring.
Yeah, what do you do to protect yourself then?
I mean, like, boring stuff. Sleep properly, eat well, look after yourself. Like, but there's only so much you can do, too.
Right.
Sometimes you just need to do what Shawn did and just take some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I love that. I think even by him doing that, it's having conversations like this. It's like
totally
the stigma. You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it makes sort of someone like me be like, is this okay? Like, am I happy with what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And even though I am, it's like it's good just to even have that conversation with yourself. Yeah,
absolutely. Totally. What do you learn about working alongside Shawn on a tour like that?
Huge amounts of professionalism,
yeah.
You know. But it's crazy because I think his crew is like 100 people, 110 people. And then there was 12 of us, and including the band. Mm-hmm. So it was like 4 of us on stage plus 8 other people. And so we were so sort of like such a tiny crew compared to his. But yeah, even though the tour got cut short, it's just so good to see something operating at that level. Like, and to be ambitious and to know that I'm going to do that someday and just to see how it works and to know that you really have to take that seriously. Yeah.
Yeah. Even like just the technicalities of that.
Everything. Literally just showing up on time, sound checking every day, making sure, you know, like, I don't know, when you're playing to 20,000 people like that, so many people have traveled, made plans, all that sort of stuff. You have to be on your game, I think.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You have so many people like relying
totally
on you as a person.
It's not a club show. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not small. Yeah,
for sure. Okay. Sonder. Yeah. Means the realization that each random passerby is living a life as vivid and complex as your own. Such a good reminder.
Right. Oh, yeah. I see how it affects my life already, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like I care more about people in general, which I needed. You know, these albums, they really do, they define my life for a couple of years, definitely. And they sort of determine the type of person I am, because I live inside that theme and that concept. And so for this one, yeah, I'm excited for who it's going to make me. Yeah.
Yeah. Your last album had like songs on it that were as old as 8 years old.
Sure.
That you put at on least, the album. Yeah. How was this album process making? It must have been a lot different.
Totally. And it's hard, you know, because the songs that you think you're definitely excited by, but you've only known them for, say, a couple of months. And right. So that's not a long time. And so it feels a bit more unknown. You can't be as sure of the result, but you just do your best. All this stuff, you know, like, it's crazy because people are kind of like, oh, first album, second album. It's like, all this stuff is what me doing it for the first time. So, like, I'll do my best. I hope right. people like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's a pressure to almost outdo yourself?
No. Like, it's all good. It's just, you know, like, at the end of the day, it's quite simple. It's just music, right? Like, yeah. If I can still get into a studio, know what I like, and know what feels good. I think... For me, it's been a very sort of slow and steady rise, but the value of that is I get to do what I want, you know? And so there's very little conversation about like, oh, we need one of these and we need this type of song. It's like, I just do what I like to do.
That's good. Yeah.
That's huge. It's everything.
Following your instinct too, I'm sure it will take you further than anything.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's hard sometimes because it feels like you got kind of multiple branches of your instinct. It feels like there's stuff that feels good just for music's sake, and that's the only thing that matters. And then there's times where something feels like it's a really good idea career-wise, but that's kind of scary because you don't want to do the wrong thing and then do something wrong creatively. So yeah, it's not as easy as I'm making out. Yeah.
You want to like trust your instinct, but also you're like, do I trust myself enough?
Totally. And you got to sort of like check in with everything you've learned in the last few years and make sure you're honoring that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Your last album dealt with a lot of things like heartbreak and grief.
Uh-huh.
Is those similar themes that we can see on the new album?
I think like that part of my life is definitely still giving me songs, but it's a bit brighter, I think.
Yeah.
This one, I think it's a bit more hopeful and a bit sort of kind of more joyful at times as well, you know? And I can't fight that, you know? That's just the general course of my life, so I'm happy. Yeah.
Yeah. With the album coming out September 23rd, are you just like, do you feel impatient just wanting it to come out?
Definitely. I get very like impatient with everything. And it feels like there was some quote I saw recently and it was just like, if you're standing still, you're going backwards. And I feel like that a lot.
Oh yeah.
I think that's why I tour so much. And that's why I have so much stuff going on. Cause I hate being stood still in this life. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that completely.
Uh-huh.
Dermot, thank you so much for taking the time.
Of course.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.